Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, I know you got a bunch of stuff, but real quick, legendary game show host Wink Martindale died yesterday in California. He was 91.
Yep, I saw that.
Now,
he's 91 years old.
One pretty cool thing about Wink Martindale is that he always credited his time as a radio DJ helping his career as a game show host.
That's what's up.
And he hosted a lot of them.
It's time for What's This Song? And here's the star of the show, Wynn Martindale.
Thank you, thank you. And good morning, everybody. What's This Song?
Here is your host and the star of Here Come the Mother-in-Laws, Wynn Martindale.
Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Wynn Martindale. And we'll have some laughs together for the next half hour on a show called Can You Top This? The show where you at home send the jokes, and our panel of comedians try to top your stories.
And now, from Television City in Hollywood, is your host on Gambit, Wink Martindale.
And tic-tac-go! And now, here's our host, Wink Martindale!
I love hearing, like, all this nostalgic stuff.
Yes.
Thank you.
If it was news and you know it, you'll win some heavy cash on Headline Chasers.
If it was news and you know it.
And now here's our headliner, Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale.
When you play Banco. And now here's the man who will help you win, Wink Martindale.
And now a game of high stakes, where every decision is a gamble and every move could be your last.
To play the game where the last word is everything. And here are two good words to get us started. Wink Martindale!
Welcome to our show. The country's in debt. You're probably in debt. But most importantly, our three players, Sue, Gary, and Heather, have come to us with their real life debt. And one of them just might be lucky enough to get out of it by the end of the show.
Wow, he's 91 awesome. Years old. What a life.
Wow.
Now, the last one was actually called Debt. Gambit was a highly rated show until a new show came along and killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, Wheel
yeah.
of Fortune.
Also, did you know that Wink Martindale had a top 10 hit in 1959? It was a spoken word and called Deck of Cards. Here's part of it, and he performed it on the Ed Sullivan Show.
When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know I was that soldier.
Yeah, it was actually number 2 country hit first for T, Texas Tyler, in 1948, before they had the Hot Country chart, and it used to be called Billboard's best-selling retail folk records.
Oh.
So there you go. But yeah, Wink Martindale, crazy, 91 years old, RIP.
Whew. What a legend. Also, Starbucks, did you see this? They are now going to change their dress code for employees.
Really?
Yeah, they are. They're going to focus on their iconic green aprons. The new policy will start in May. It does require a black shirt and a khaki, black or blue denim pants to highlight the apron. The company is aiming for this consistent experience across North American stores, but faces criticism for prioritizing uniforms over employee well-being.
Mm.
And you said that they had something going on with the size of their cups and how much coffee can fit in a small.
We haven't done the test yet. I don't know if it's real or not, but there's a thing going around on TikTok.
I want to try it.
You know, where the small, medium, and large are all the same. It's just the size of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
whether the bottom is lifted higher and it gets skinnier.
Right.
You pour a small into a medium, it fills up to the top. You pour a medium into the large, it fills up to the top. Same amount of coffee, different size cup.
Are we getting duped?
Again, I haven't done, I got to do the test myself.
We'll find out.
So.
We'll find out, definite. Also, Bart Simpson voice actor Nancy Cartwright will launch a video podcast about The Simpsons. So if you're a Simpsons fan, Nancy Cartwright is known for her iconic role as Bart Simpson in The Simpsons. It's going to debut the absolute first podcast, Simpsons Declassified with Nancy Cartwright. The show will uncover behind-the-scenes stories and insights from the long-running animated show's nearly four-decade history.
The Simpsons is great. Simpsons is great.
Wow. Also, Kevin Costner, apparently he has a docuseries, The West. It's going to premiere on the History Channel, coming out on May the 26th, if you're interested in that. Adam Sandler's iconic comedy, Happy Gilmore, is going to return to theaters on April the 27th and 30th, ahead of the release of its sequel, Happy Gilmore 2, on July 25th. The sequel's cast includes returning co-stars with Christopher McDonald and also Julie Bowen, and many new additions like Bad Bunny and several professional golfers as well. And Backstreet Boys Nick Carter faces new allegations of sexually assaulting a woman in 2004, leading to a lawsuit claiming that the assault resulted in STDs that ultimately led to her having cervical cancer. Now, Carter is now denying the allegations through his lawyers. The lawsuit details multiple encounters and also alleges that Carter failed to use proper protection. So we're definitely keeping our eyes on that. And does Wendy's have some beef with Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Monday's Blue Origin spaceflight isn't the monumental event that it was advertised as, at least not in the eyes of the public. Even celebrities have been dumping on it, including Olivia Munn, Olivia Wilde, and also Amy Schumer. And now Wendy's is getting in on the beatdown. Yes, Wendy's, the fast food chain. After the Pop Crave Twitter account posted a picture of Katie and said that she's returned from space, Wendy's dropped a comment saying, quote, "Can we send her back?
Can we send her back? Why didn't she take up there?"
So yes, Wendy's has beef with Katy Perry. If you haven't already heard the joke about 50 times now, where have you been? It doesn't end there. Kesha decided to get a lick in by posting a picture of herself smiling and drinking from a Wendy's cup as well.
Yeah.
She didn't caption the photo, so no one can be 100% certain if that's a dig at Katie, but it's just a crazy coincidence. And I actually watched the video. I don't know if you had the opportunity to watch the full video of them launching, going up, where it detaches, and then comes down with the parachutes.
No, I just saw the clip where they were up there, like inside the capsule and all that. You know, and then they were showing, you know, like the windows where they look out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's screens. I mean, yes. it's TV screens, but it's not really space.
I still want to see the other video that you were mentioning where it looks like someone's opening the door.
Yeah.
They made a mistake while they were filming.
on the Hollywood set. Yeah. Disney Studios. Amazon Studios, because it's Jeff Bezos.
So, yes. I want to see all of it.
They came down with the parachute.
I want to see all of it.
Yeah.
I want all the deets.
Look, my man Kev says, Gail King looks stressed. Yeah, she didn't want to get caught in the lie.
She didn't want to get caught.
Like, she didn't want to get caught lying that they went to space. She didn't want to get caught.
Oh, man. Are we caught up in this?
Hey.
Are we caught up in it?
Keeping it a buck. 8:45. We got some FMLs coming up. Good morning.